Fiona Kelly's here now to tell us what it says in today's papers.
The liquidation of the Bearhaven Credit Union in Cork provides the lead story in today's Irish Independent. The paper takes the line that the central bank has urged the country's 3 million credit union members not to panic, since yesterday's news does not have any impact on any other credit union. On its front page, meanwhile, the Irish Examiner reports that the board of the credit union in question has said that it is not in the public interest to wind it up. The Examiner leads today with a special county-by-county health report, and the paper has also published a special supplement to accompany that report, which finds that death rates from breast cancer are highest in Waterford. The highest rate of suicide is in Cork City, while Limerick City has the highest rate of infant mortality. Minister told to rein in spending and allow for tax cuts. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, which reports from yesterday's last Cabinet discussion before the summer holidays. The Irish Daily Mail leads with comments made by Robert Watt, the Secretary General of the Department of Public Expenditure at the McGill Summer School yesterday, that it should be made easier to sack underperforming civil servants. And today's Herald leads with that high-speed crash between Gardaí and burglars just outside Portlaoise yesterday. The Irish Daily Star leads today with a story which claims that cash-strapped prison bosses have drafted in an inmate who's currently serving a 5-year sentence for drug crimes to drive a bus with other inmates on board from Mountjoy Prison to Thornton Hall. The inquest into the death of Peaches Geldof, which receives coverage in all of this morning's papers, meanwhile, provides a lead story in today's Irish Sun. The paper reports that Peaches Geldof overdosed on high-strength heroin after hiding the drug in her loft and lying that she had quit. And the paper also notes that the strength of her overdose was 10 times that which killed her mother, Paula Yates, who also died of an overdose in 2000. Back in the front of the Times, it was reported that yesterday's meeting of the Banking Inquiry Advisory Group advised that the investigation should look back over a 20-year period. And that paper also is a front-page story about how KPMG, as the liquidator of Irish Nationwide, is suing its former managing director, Michael Fingleton, along with its board and other executives, over a loan to a French ski resort. Elsewhere this morning, there are a number of obituaries to Louis Lenton following his death yesterday. Dolores Kane's failed application at Glenties District Court to have her driving licence returned halfway through her 4-year ban for drink driving is reported in a number of this morning's papers. And the announcement of the Booker Prize long list also receives plenty of coverage today. Writing in the Times, Eileen Battersby describes the list, which contains two Irish authors, Joseph O'Neill and Niall Williams, as uninspired. And she puts her money on Australian author Richard Flanagan, while the Mail reports that Joseph O'Neill is the bookie's favourite. One in four people living in Dublin are millionaires, with the capital ranking 13th in a global listing of millionaire residents. That's in The Independent. And The Independent and Examiner both report today that Gardaí and the GAA are investigating a fracas at an under-16s hurling match, which had to be abandoned just outside Cork City on Sunday night, after which three people had to be treated in Cork University Hospital for minor injuries. The Times and Independent both report today on how vandals sprayed red paint all over the newly located Molly Malone statue at Suffolk Street in Dublin yesterday morning, although the graffiti was removed by mid-afternoon. And the good weather provides front page pictures in both the Times and Independent today, who run with shots taken by Colin Keegan at a sun-kissed Portmarnock beach in Dublin. But finally, if you're finding it difficult to sleep in the heat, the Mail has a piece today which offers some suggestions. We're told that sleeping naked is not a good thing to do, since pyjamas serve to draw the sweat away from your body at night. Remedies which you might try, however, include relocating to a cooler room downstairs in your house to sleep, taking a cold shower before bedtime, sleeping in a hammock, and chilling your sheets just before bedtime in the fridge or freezer.
Thank you, Fiona. We'll have more advice on surviving the heat a little bit later on.